brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next segment, it's going to be your chance to talk to engineer, preparedness writer, Matt Stein. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I got to get you back on with your compadre soon, your associate, to talk about this pit of the stomach thing, because I know there's a lot of research on that. And in my life, when I go with my gut, it's never wrong. When I don't go with my gut, it's always bad. And I finally learned in my life to ignore the intellectual. I mean, I intellectually look at things, and I go off of it, and usually it lines up with my gut. But the gut is always, I mean, Christians would call it their spirit. That's what knows. And the gut always knows, or some would say the nose knows. You know, that's another term for the gut. But that's another issue. I want to get into this. Financial collapse. What we see happening under globalism, the deindustrialization of the cities. Where do you see that going, Matt?
Down the toilet. I mean, it's... We dismantled, you know, the profit being the number one god. You know, here if I'm a CEO of a corporation, what's my number one responsibility? Maximize profits. So it's not my responsibility to my workers. It's not my responsibility to do the right thing for the country. It's my responsibility is to my stockholders to maximize profits. So that means I take the jobs and I ship them to that part of the world where there's the least concern for the environment, the least concern for the worker. They work in slave wages. They have no health control, and they don't care about anything except making the most money for the least amount of money. So that guarantees the collapse of the natural systems. It guarantees the destruction of the middle class. It guarantees that, except for the people at the top who are making money off the top, that everybody else is going to suffer. Because the trickle, you no longer have guys working for $30 an hour in automotive plants. They're now out working for $6 an hour at McDonald's or Home Depot, $10 an hour at Home Depot if they can get that job. So the money is just not here to keep everything rolling except for trickling down from the top. So I don't see any way it can go anywhere other than collapsing the world as we know it. And people, but the problem is there's so much momentum. Business as usual got us to this incredible world with this incredible technology. And, you know, very few of us want to go back to like plowing our fields with a horse or a stick in the ground, you know, and doing all that manual labor. But on the same hand, the people who got there through the old way have a huge stake in keeping that going. But keeping that going is going to collapse the world guaranteed. So it's like, where's the solution? The solution is major change. When I ask people, I go to and speak in front of thousands and thousands of people, and I ask them first, I ask how many people think that we have passed the tipping point, that the giant train wreck is going to happen no matter what. And it used to be one out of three people would raise their hands. Now two out of three people raise their hands. Then I ask how many people think everything – actually, first I start out and say how many people think everything's okay. We can keep doing what we're doing. It's going to be okay. So far, I've had two people raise their hand, and they were giggling like they really didn't believe it, but they wanted to be funny. So out of 10,000 people, two have raised their hand thinking we can keep doing what we're doing. It's not going to...
And you know, computer models, we can call the general public dumbed down. That's only when they're not conscious and kind of in lazy mode. But crowdsourcing, all of it shows the knowledge of the crowd is always better than even the top scientists. I mean, you know, the general understanding, just like mice know... when a hurricane's coming before it's even formed, or they know when an earthquake's coming. I mean, just like they've proven birds and fish have magnetic cells in their brains to be able to guide down the ley lines, it turns out everything the ancients talked about is real.
That's correct. It is real, and you can Rick Miller, like I teach Pit of the Stomach, he teaches in the Sunday critical decision-making, Sunday of our workshop. He's teaching like Pit of the Stomach on steroids. And I'm really excited because this is my chance. I've spent some time with Rick, but I've never been through the workshop. So I'm going to get to learn that stuff because none of us has all the info.
Yeah, I tell you, my biggest part of my brain's in the bottom of my gut. And I just feel sorry for people that I run into that don't even know about the gut. It's like, you don't know about the gut? And then, of course, there are always complete failures is, I think, why. I think that's what separates success from not having success is you got to have a gut. And, of course, with a gut also comes guts. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, but we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Another power of resistance as we attempt with some success, we need to expand that success to awaken the engine that is free humanity and expose the insane technocrats that are in control of our society. He'll be gone at the end of this segment. I wanted to take a few calls for our guest and our own Max Cabrera, one of my IT guys who's from Venezuela. He went back to Venezuela to vote. He'll tell you what he thinks about Chavez winning. He obviously voted against Chavez. So that's coming up with us about 5-10 minutes at the bottom of the hour, then more of your calls and news. And I've got to get to all this other news I haven't covered. I've mentioned it earlier. Afterlife exists as top brain surgeon. That's the Daily Telegraph. A sheriff wants drones to peek inside your home. That's up at Infowars.com. Selling your own books, electronics, even furniture will soon be illegal if Supreme Court says so. That's even ABC News reporting on that. Also, we're going to get into what's happening with the economy and the Eurozone, and the EPA encourages youth energy patrols to enforce their energy standards. Yeah, the GMO's not bad. Radiation's not bad. Just have kids bossing you around right out of Nazi Germany or Maoist China. Following the, and that's the problem with worrying about the environment. It's all been co-opted to power grab, never do anything about problems that are in the environment. When we hear about sustainability, they have a false sustainability. And, of course, the engineer who's on with us, he's the author of several books, When Technology Fails, and several other great books that we carry at InfoWarsStore.com. He is on the line with us, Matt Stein. We're taking a few phone calls right now. Jim in Chicago, listening on 1530 AM WCKG. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great show. I'm listening to you on your AM station in Chicago. Great move. My question to your guest is, as we all know, the mainstream media is full of baloney. And I've heard some things, but I would like his take because he's very well informed on exactly what the state of Fukushima is right now. I may have missed it earlier if he already spoke about it, but I'd rather hear an, his point.
Sure, a basic breakdown of that. Anything else, or do you want us to hang up and answer it?
No, well, I wanted to comment on your, I just want to make a comment. It's irrelevant with this conversation about what I've seen with Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. And just thank you personally for not bashing all of Chicago. We all know it's the political system that screwed up, not the the people.
Oh, you got to be.
City.
I mean, Chicago's got awesome museums and fantastic aquarium. And my wife wants to go back up there and visit on vacation. It's got so much cool stuff. I mean, Chicago's great people. I got family lives up there. It's the corrupt mafia government ruining it and the welfare state. Financing all the gangbangers and disarming the people of Chicago so the criminals can run wild. You guys need to exercise the spirit of Al Capone and the original Daily out of Chicago and take your city back. But look, the spirit that's in Chicago is infesting this whole country. So it's definitely a love-hate relationship. I mean, America is still a great nation, but we've allowed evil to run wild. And we'll get a brief comment from Mr. Stein on that, but I appreciate your call, sir. Break down your take, Matt, on his question about Fukushima.
Well, Fukushima's official estimates are like half of Chernobyl, but unofficial are it's already dumped something like 2 to 2.5 times the amount of radiation as Chernobyl. Most of that in the ocean, which is why we're not seeing it out here so much, but it's huge in the ocean. Realistically, people have made comments like Arne Gunderson and Helen Caldicott about moving to the southern hemisphere if the spent fuel ponds go, or more like when they go rather than if they go. They're talking about a 5 to 10 year cycle to develop the machinery and start dismantling all the debris and unloading those ponds. And they're blown up and they're sitting on basically rickety stilts right now, ready for the next big earthquake to come through and knock them over or burn a hole in the bottom of the pond. Now, truthfully, I don't think it's going to be get out of North America when that happens, because I think they'll do like the Chernobyl 200 that basically gave their lives and took extreme doses of radiation to encase Chernobyl in the cement and earthen sarcophagus. They're going to have to do the same thing in Fukushima if and when those spent fuel ponds go. But Fukushima is like a huge warning signal to the rest of the world to say, look, these engineers are smart. They do the best they can, but there's imperfect. There's all kinds of things in the world. There's terrorist acts. There's earthquakes. There's hurricanes. There's tornadoes. The flooding of the Mississippi almost took out a nuclear power plant. They were protecting it with sandbags. It was like inches away from flooding the control room in a nuclear power plant.
Well, now I read all the time about leaks that aren't even a big deal. I heard down in Southern California, remember earlier this year, they had a leak at a reactor.
San Onofre is probably toast. That reactor's probably gone. They rebuilt it with these new cooling tubes, and the cooling tubes are corroding at an incredibly fast rate, and they don't know exactly why. They're doing a lot of analysis, but that's like a major nuclear power plant.
I know you know this. They're like, oh, we're just not going to have alarms anymore when radiation's released. That'll scare you. Well, we got the dumb alarms for a reason. And you know what? The fellow's making so many points. I forgot he didn't get to make his point about Rahm Emanuel and what he's doing in Chicago. So try to get back in sometime, brother. I want to hear what you have to say as a Chicagoan. Deborah in Florida, listening via the audio streams at Infowars.com. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I think my husband and I think you are terrific. And I have a question for your guest and I have a question for you.
Sure.
We live here in South Florida, and basically I'm medically disabled. I used to be very healthy, and over the last 10 years I have a neuromuscular disease. I don't know where it came from. My doctors are puzzled. They don't know where it came from.
You've been taking vaccines?
No, none at all, but I'll tell you something.
You've been drinking aspartame?
From Whole Earth, we always used to buy food from there, always. We stopped just recently as soon as we heard the reports about the GMO.
Oh, Whole Foods, yeah.
Had no idea. My husband also was very healthy, not feeling well. And he doesn't even take aspirin. Well, I mean, he's the type of person who just doesn't go near anything, you know? And, you know, down here in South Florida, it's just like it's like another world. I mean, you go into the supermarkets, the shelves are empty. It's really strange. Everything has just shifted. And we're trying to say, well, you know, there's something going on here. So how do we prepare?
I've got to say, I travel some around the country, and America does, in many areas, look like it's in a depression. People who are wealthier live in their own little enclaves and aren't really aware of it, but I've been seeing that. And look, I don't want to bash Whole Foods all day. It's a great store overall. They've got a lot of great stuff. The point is that they're bringing more and more GMO in while claiming, you know, that we have nothing artificial, you know, on big billboards. It's the false advertising is the problem. But I don't want to just single Whole Foods out, but I hear you and I appreciate your call. Mr. Stein, your take on what she's talking about kind of the rotting of the infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it all over the country, and we shipped all the manufacturing jobs off the planet, you know, I mean, to other parts of the world. It's happening all over. James Howard Kunstler wrote about it in The Long Emergency, and we're seeing that. I mean, I started talking about it in my first edition of When Technology Fails in 2000, released Thanksgiving 2000. Kunstler followed Long Emergency. We're seeing that, and it's happening. And it's going to take rebuilding the world. And most people, when I ask the question, the optimistic doomers is people in my category, when I say, well, how many people think that we stand a chance of shifting from total collapse, but we're probably going to have to get knocked around really badly before either people take back the government or people in the government get so freaked out that they're willing to actually, you know, make real changes, not little tiny changes, not keeping the status quo going. And now about one out of three people, me included, raise our hands, and basically all of us, most of us seem to think it's going to take some pretty serious knockabouts before we make the changes that will prevent total collapse. And so what's my chance of us avoiding total collapse? Pretty slim, but I think it's doable. And I think that, you know, especially when people – if we have events that are really serious but aren't game over, then we stand a chance of making the changes. Of course, if we get to a game over situation, you got a game over situation, and then it's like shoulda, woulda, couldas, and it's too late.
Sure. Well, in many areas, you get 30 million people starving to death a year, up from 15 million just a decade or so ago every year. For people in Syria being attacked by NATO and al-Qaeda, it is the end of the world. So, you know, there's the old saying of it's a depression if you're out of work. It's a recession if your neighbor's out of work. But we all know it's fake economic numbers. We all know the recession didn't end 4 years ago. And and the globalists are not changing course. Matt Stein, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll come back and break down drones looking through your windows. They've made the announcement. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com. before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah.
County Sheriff Greg Ahern says his office would only use the drone during emergencies.
Pursuing a suspect on foot or pursuing a vehicle in an area or search and rescue or disaster.
And for proactive policing, like catching marijuana fields on public lands.
They do have infrared capacity.
And in grow houses, one of the most valuable assets, a live video feed.
You'd be able to see what the drone is seeing as it's flying.
But not everyone's a fan. The ACLU wants drones only deployed when there's a warrant and is worried they might hurt privacy and people. Quote, drone manufacturers are also considering offering police the option of arming these remote-controlled aircraft with weapons like rubber bullets, tasers, and tear gas. But Sheriff Ahern says an armed drone is out of the question.
Okay. Yeah, and tasers are out of the question, too. Again, they're just rolling these out on everybody. They already have fixed-wing aircraft looking through your walls, the ground-penetrating radar, infrared, you name it. I constantly see people being SWAT-teamed because their power bill was too high. And then it turns out, you know, they have five fish tanks, and the cops are like, two people live here, and this power usage is what four people would use. We're going to raid you. And so even getting warrants now, you know, they'll hand them out for no reason. Looking for drugs that the government ships in on record and the big banks launder the money for. The reason they search you when you're flying back from the third world is they don't want you bringing in drugs to drive down the price. And then they can put you in a jail, private prison, run by big banks that bring in the main money. See, the real drug war is about putting you in prison to work for 25 cents an hour. Then they want to ship the jobs to China. You can have jobs with slave labor. And then that'll also drive down wages. See, it's about driving down wages, a race to the bottom, a deindustrialization program. It's not a free market. It's a rigged market. And here's the report up at Infowars.com. Sheriff wants drones to peek inside buildings, technology previously used to hunt insurgents in Afghanistan. And they called it proactive policing, you know, because you're guilty until proven slave. And look, I understand that there are criminals involved in the drug trade, and they'll be involved in something else that's illegal. So I know there's seedy, horrible people involved in the drug trade in many cases. But they're the low-level minions of it. And when you send nonviolent people to jail, they come out with no future. They can't get a regular job. Now they're going to join the ranks of criminality. And this is how our society has become so criminal. It's just a fact. And if you want things to get worse and worse, then go with this. But I've seen crime statistics of over 90% of home invasions and armed robberies are drug-related. People want money for drugs. And that's a hidden tax where you get robbed because the drugs cost 10, 20, 30 times what they should if they were decriminalized. Not legalized, decriminalized. A procedure. Why is it that when you have a procedure to get something, even if you've got to get a prescription or jump through hoops and pay taxes to get it, why is it that that always destroys the black market? Because it lowers the price so much that people don't want to be in the black market anymore. You introduce competition to it. Monopolies are the enemy. Monopolies in banking, monopolies in the drug trade, monopolies in any trade. Look, they got rid of 9 years of prohibition that absolutely empowered the mafia in this country with alcohol in the 1920s. And they, the next year, made a score of things, Schedule 3, controlled by the DEA. Because they needed something else to sell. I mean, it's real simple. And they had all these corrupt cops on the take across the country. It's come out. Pick a big city, you name it. The detectives and above, drug dealing. Or keeping their mouth shut and getting a piece of the action. And this is how our society got corrupt. So now they'll put up with anything, basically. Shifting gears with some uplifting news. Afterlife exists as top brain surgeon. London Telegraph, a prominent scientist who had previously dismissed the possibility of afterlife, says he has reconsidered his belief after experiencing an out-of-body experience, which has convinced him that heaven exists. This happens to all cultures. It happens to people that are atheists, you name it, they see the same thing. And I've had family that's died and seen this. I mean, you name it. We have witnessed it. Dr. Edmund Alexander, a Harvard-educated neurosurgeon, fell into a coma for 7 days in 2008 after contracting meningitis. Oh, would he take a government injection? During his illness, Dr. Alexander says that part of his brain, which controls human thought and emotion, shut down, and that he experienced something so profound that it gave me a scientific reason. And it goes through the fact that he's a brain scientist. He knows this, that his brain was basically shut down and didn't have brain waves, but he was still experiencing all this. Something so profound that it gave me a scientific reason to believe in consciousness after death. In an essay for the American magazine Newsweek, which he wrote to promote the book, The Proof of Heaven. I want to get him on. And folks, I've talked to atheists, you name it, who died and been dead for 10 minutes, and they've angels the whole nine yards. I mean, it's real, folks. We see a very tiny spectrum of reality.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So guys, everywhere you look, there is a new testosterone product. Because boosting free testosterone will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost. With ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Okay, I know that we've got callers on hold. A lot of you probably called in for the guest, but he's gone now, so you can either stay on hold and I'll go to you in about 10 minutes, or you can hang up, but we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I am Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be talking to Max Cabrera here in just a moment. Okay, if you enjoyed InfoWars magazine, newsprint style, say bye-bye. I'm sorry, I like newsprint myself, but almost everybody in the office voted that they like the slick magazine glossy, and we can get it for a little bit more than the newsprint, so we're going for it. And so you can buy what's left of the newsprint version of the October issue at cost. To give people, against the technocracy, the control grid, the elite's own statements about reducing world population and planetary control. DARPA, the real Skynet, October surprise war, the end of humanity, rise of the robots. This is an emergency transmission with the cover that I designed with the graphics people. And it's got the inside great poster. You are the hope, you know, the resistance, powered by Infowars.com. It's got amazing information. This is tailored, 48 pages, to give friends and family who are not fully awake. They'll pay attention when they get something like this. It's like a book. Looks like Rolling Stone, you know, old Rolling Stone. In fact, it's the same dimension. That's what I wanted to go with. We tried a couple different places with Glossy, found one we really like out of, what, Ohio. Great folks. Show made in America, written in America, printed in America. Here it is. Get the first issue when you subscribe on the Economic Design Collapse, the September issue, and then get the next 12, including this one. Shipping is included at $59.95. I could say, hey, support us by doing this, but it's right at cost, so it doesn't really support us. But it does support us by living in a free country and waking people up. That's why we're doing this at cost. Or subscribe and get the 13 issues, or buy them in bulk, 10 up to 100 at cost. Now, we've lowered what's left of the newsprint version, and after this, there won't be any more newsprint, to below cost to get the last 10,000 or so out the door. We've 50,000 on the streets of Austin, 40,000 sold, about 10,000 left. It'll be gone in just 4 or 5 days at this rate. And we have 10,000 of the glossy. Then going forward, everything will be glossy. And that is at cost as well at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is all there right now. You can get a 10-pack of glossies for $19.95 or a 10-pack of the regular newsprint for $14.95 and wake people up. It's got powerful graphics and even more powerful info, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, don't forget that it's key to not drink the regular tap water with all the drugs and chemicals and Prozac runoff in it. And what I use at my home and what I use on the road is the ProPure water filtration system. And we already have the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. But when you put in promo code WATER, you get the lowest price on top of it anywhere. 10% off on all of their different units at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the LifeStraw discounted emergency water filtration system and more, and your purchase funds us. Because we're not like the government that puts a gun to your head and takes your money and then gives it to somebody else to propagandize. We are supported by you. And so we promote things that I believe in. It's a win-win situation, InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, we've had a lot of people, I keep seeing comments all over PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com saying, we want this for free. Where is it? And again, you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, where we send out weekly news alerts and updates and special videos. And we've sent it out 4 or 5 times this issue. But Max Cabrera is the guy that's in charge of that. Will you send it out at the end of the show again today for anybody that missed it? InfoWars.com/newsletter. Send them the digital copy where you can click the links and flip the pages, because we're just getting bombarded because people don't tune in at one time and hear it. They just don't know about it, Max.
Oh, we can send that out again. No problem.
Well, that's fantastic. And then I can send it out again tomorrow, because some stations rebroadcast at night. We'll get even more calls. But you can get the magazine free, too, InfoWars.com/newsletter. And then coming up, ban under threes from watching television, study says, London Telegraph. That's also in the London Guardian. Doctors should curb the amount of time children spend watching television to prevent long-term harm, say pediatricians. It's been proven, not just in this study, but literally hundreds of others, neurological disorders, reduction in brain growth, physically lowered IQs. Our next issue, a big part of it is the zombification via television. And I'm not defending the internet television, but it's been found not to do the same thing, because you are controlling it. You're interacting. You're clicking. You're doing things. But if you do watch television on internet and go into suspended disbelief more than about 5 minutes, then the brain damage does start. Talk radio. Print makes you image things. We're going to have big articles on this, breaking down the studies in the next issue. And that's what causes zombification. But a new big study about, they call it zombification. I was going to call this in the next issue, and now they're calling it that. Because that's what it is. The public has smaller brain sizes from television. Television is killing us. The low attention span, changing the subject every 30-second garbage. And where people just sit there accepting whatever they see. It's making a nation a world of spectators. Now, somebody who's not a spectator is Max Cabrera. Max, I don't know how much of your story you can tell on air, but you didn't want to tell this last time because you said, well, I don't have proof. I just heard about it and saw it in Venezuela. And then we were reading Charlotte Iserby's book again, and it was pointing out where in Europe they did this, where they told the kids, pray to God and ask for the milk in the morning, the school lunch. There's no milk. Now pray to the government, and then the government can give it. And that was, I'd forgotten that was in her book with documents. So the point is, what you witnessed and saw in Venezuela and didn't want to talk about on air, you're like, well, I don't have video, so I'm not going to show it. We do have some video you shot. We'll show more on the nightly news tonight of you down there voting. And I came to you this morning when you got back. I said, hey, you know, did you, think there was election fraud? And you said, no, they've made people dependent. They've won, just like the government's trying to do to get more than half on the dole. It's imploded your country. But just tell us what it's done to Venezuela, what 14 years of Chavez has been like. I know you don't want to get into personal stories because you don't want your family to be persecuted, but I mean, they just take businesses and then put the commies in. So describe what it's like living under this and what you think of the election. Max Cabrera, who traveled back to Venezuela, one of our best IT guys, one of our head IT guys. We got two IT departments. He's the head of one of them here at InfoWars. What it was like to see Hugo Chavez reelected and just what it's like to live under him.
Well, actually, Alex, I took some people with me down to Venezuela so they could see the country for the first time. And they did say, your country is beautiful, but it looks like nobody's taking care of it. It looks like nobody's really watching for the well-being of the private sector. And basically, that's what's going on right now. After 14 years, we can see that the private sector has been leaving the country and people get dependent on the government. And then the proof of that is the elections. I mean, the result of the elections, you can see that Chavez won with 55.25% of the voters. I was there during the whole process. I was recording people voting, and I was in the audit of the votes. And I can say it was really a transparent process. And
because they do it the old-fashioned way of counting it right there and then posting it, and then everybody can put the numbers together.
They have the electronic version, and they have the physical version. So when you vote over there, you get a...
And you're a programmer, so you know about this stuff.
Exactly. So I get a piece of paper saying who I voted for. I put that piece of paper in a box. At the end of the day, they open the election centers for everybody to go there and witness the counting of the votes. I was there. I did some footage of it that we can show tonight. And it was matching everything that was
in. Oh, here's some of it right now on screen. So it looks like you snuck in with the camera.
Yeah, that's inside the election center. And you can see people that are on the tables, checking for IDs, making sure the people that are voting are actually legal voters. And the process looks very, very well. What I can say from this is that people are becoming dependent on the government.
Hold your finger up because you have you dip it in ink.
It's very symbolic over there. After you vote, you have to dip your finger in ink so people will know that you already voted. It's hard to take it off.
And we'll show folks your finger there on camera.
It was on Sunday that I did it still with ink. It's hard to get it off.
Okay, but I interrupted you. I want to talk about turnout and some other issues. Getting back to this dependence, you know, being born there, growing up, being middle class, what is the transformation you've seen? We've seen it everywhere. We saw it in Poland. We saw it in Russia, Ukraine, China. We've seen it everywhere the communists take over.
Well, I have seen that companies from the private sector were growing the city I used to live in, and now those companies are gone, and everything is now under the government command, big companies. And now those companies can make money. So, therefore, people really depend on Chavez now. Chavez is the leader. He wants to take care of the poor.
So he's like the mama pig with all the little tits.
He's like the mama pig with all the, yes, exactly. And that's what got him to win again. People, I saw the opposition going to these little towns, asking them, telling them the opportunities that would be another type of government. And they will tell them, Chavez give us money and clothes. If you give me money and clothes, we will vote for you.
By the way, guys, we're going to have a bunch of people in Austin saying Obama paid them to vote for him and stuff. That's on the nightly news I'm hosting tonight. David Knight's doing the interview on some big breaking news. The federal court has ruled the EPA is allowed to poison you, so reversing the Nuremberg ruling. This is a big deal, some big breaking news tonight. But can you guys go get Jakari Jackson, that one clip I played on the news as a teaser for tonight, where the guy's saying Obama gave him $200 to vote for him? And again, government does this with these little handouts, but these people, you know, really think, I got an Obama phone. And Obama's going to do more. Can we queue up the Elmo version?
He's giving away phones, too. He's giving away phones as well.
Okay, so tell us about that. So there's a Chavez phone as well.
Yeah, there's a Chavez phone. There is a Chavez car. And he's giving away houses as well. But they give the houses, but without the title of the house. So the house still belongs to the government.
By the way, that's the plan, they say, to bankrupt all the mortgages, even those that are paid up, is to then bankrupt them and nationalize them, and now the government runs your house. Just like the Great Depression was used to get Social Security going. This is a domestication process.
Yes, it is. It is, Alex. And it's obvious. I mean, people are depending on Chavez, and obviously when they see that there is another option, they are afraid of losing what they have. It's not too much. I mean, they are living off petty cash. I mean, they give you a little amount of money, and they feel happy with that. They don't know any better. Venezuela is a poor country. 80% of the population there live in poverty. Some of them, they don't have access to the internet, to regular news. And what they see is that somebody is giving them money. So that's good enough for them. I support that you have to help people. People that deserve help, they should get help. But you have to stay open to the private
sector. Sure, they want to make you dependent, though. That's why they do everything they can to shut down all competition, shut down the family. The socialists have a model. And at the end of the day, they're not just well-meaning idiots. They want to get you dependent to then carry out the eugenics. So it's totally cold-blooded. Do we have the Elmo Obama phone version? And folks, you think Obama phone's good. Here's the Elmo version. Here it is.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone? How did he give you a phone?
You sign up, you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks.
If you're a radio listener and not watching the streams, we had that a week ago. I never got around to it because I've been so focused on serious stuff. But they took that woman and then added Elmo onto it via a TV host interviewing Elmo in another interview. They dubbed it over. It is completely hilarious. In fact, will you ask Adon to post Obama phone lady meets Elmo on Infowars.com so the radio listeners can see that? You know, we make jokes about this, but what is it like for you, you know, being successful here, the American dream, by working hard? You know, sometimes you're up here at 10 o'clock at night, evil activity, you know, actually helping build InfoWars, helping fight collectivism and the corporate board. What is it like to then see Obama doing the same things you've talked about that, hey, I've seen this before with Chavez?
Yeah, I mean, we laugh right now because we feel a little bit comfortable still. But if people can see the road that Venezuela is taking, how people become dependable on the government just for this kind of stuff, people get distracted. They don't see the big picture. And at the end, it could be too late to go back to something else that we really want.
Because once they get 50, 60% dumbed down wanting their Obama phone, they don't it's like, hey, the industry left. We're standing in line to get sausages and nylons like in Russia. This doesn't work. They're like, hey, I got $200 to vote for Obama. I got an Obama phone, and he's going to do more.
Yeah, that's right. And they keep promising. They keep giving people stuff. And of course, they're going to be happy. They depend on the government. They don't want to work. And that's the problem. Some mates over there, they get salaries from the government. Therefore, they don't have to go find a job. So they just stay at home and they get paychecks.
But you've described, though, how after 14 years he's been
14 years, 14 years.
I mean, we're not just saying this about Chavez. Describe how bad it's gotten, though. I mean, you've been telling me it's just worse and worse and worse.
Well, my brother-in-law, he cried when he saw the results of the elections just because he has been in two companies that has been taken over by the government. I have seen things that are lacking.
I met your brother-in-law. He was up here with he's a nice guy.
Yes, he was a nice guy. He's a professional. He's an engineer. He's very qualified for any job in engineering.
We've got a family friend who grew up, their dad, in Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic under the communists. He was an artist. They said, we just don't like your art. because he'd won some art display against one of the communist kids. So they just banned him from his profession for life. Playwrights, you name it. I mean, it's hellish to be under these people.
My brother-in-law, he can't get another job in the big companies because he's against Chavez. Now he has to work in a mall. It's not a funny thing, Alex. I mean, it's a hard situation for the Venezuelans.
So you either kiss his hind end and kiss communism's butt, or you don't get one of the government-controlled jobs.
That's right. And people are now concerned because over 6 million people voted against Chavez. Now those people are concerned. Are they going to take some measures against us now? And that's what might happen now. Venezuela showed a very good behavior, and we are expecting Chavez to respect those 6 million people that voted against him. I mean, this is also...
What's the hope, though, that he'll just die of cancer?
He will die of cancer or people will react. I think it's been 14 years. I thought people were already looking at reality, but they're not. And we're hoping for them to wake up and see what's better for them.
What about the military? Do they still worship him?
Some of them, yes, but actually Capriles said that he has the Minister of Defense already. He had the Minister of Defense, and he's an active general in Venezuela. So that means, yeah, the militia is with Chavez, but not all of it. There's parts that are with the opposition as well.
I mean, how much worse has it overall gotten in Venezuela in 14 years?
It's very unsafe. That's the main concern about that. It's very
unsafe. Hold on. Tell us about that, because you were telling me crime has just exploded.
Yeah, crime.
Stay there. We're going to come right back, and I've got the clip of the guy in Austin saying Obama paid him 4 years ago to vote for him. And then some of your phone calls. We'll do some overdrive. Stay with us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell.
He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
Well, I tell you, the collectivist cannot take the spirit of art and literature and individual beauty. They cannot take the power of Willie Nelson or Merle Haggard. They cannot take the courage of Poncho and Lefty. And that's why they keep losing. But now because of manufacturing, this is what Karl Marx said. He said it would get to a point where the state could just flood you with baubles and people would sell out to the collective for that. And you were really, you're upset. I've never seen you like this in the few years you worked here, Max, saying this is devastating. And you said you wish that you could say it was a fraud and not say that your country people had been turned into jellyfish. I mean, describe it in your own words.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, after looking at the election results, it was said that people has been dumbed down to depend on this government. And I feel the problem is that they only see their individual problems, like, okay, I got a phone, I got some money, but they don't see beyond that what is going on in the whole country. And I tell the American people, they really have to, instead of only being worried about what they get, like a phone, they should see what the candidates are talking about, what they want to do worldwide and nationwide, because this is going to affect everybody.
By the way, you said you thought his cancer was a ruse privately, and now he does look perfectly healthy. You think it was staged?
I think it was staged. I think he got sick. It wasn't as bad as they were saying, because now he looks better than ever. More powerful.
Well, they do have near cures for cancer they keep from the public. There's a big mainstream article out on a big study with magnets today, and then they find the cures and they give it to themselves.
It just happens to be close to the elections, though.
Yeah, no, I think. Well, listen, we're going to have to get you on the nightly news about this to really flesh this out and really break this down, because you've got a lot of other points to make. Here, because I promised it, is that quick clip. Oh, there's a bunch of these clips coming up tonight. Jakari Jackson got this downtown Austin, where the guy said, I got $200 from Obama. And people did. The whole population got $200 after Obama got elected. Now, George W. sent out $300. And it was a letter from him. Oh, I got 300. So let me tell you, this collectivism is getting worse and worse.
I got people over there telling me the same thing. They got 600 bolivares to vote for Chavez. They got 1,000 bolivares to vote for Chavez. But they didn't want to say in front of the camera because they want to keep receiving that money.
We're going to cover it tonight. Here's the clip.
Now, you say he's helped you out. Can you name one way that he's helped you out?
He gave me $200 when he returned to prison.
You got $200 from Obama?
He gave everybody that had a disability $200 when he turned president. I remember that because I got...
All right, that's enough. But the rest will be on tonight. There's a bunch of this. We got two reports. But again, you can keep your $200. I want my freedom. I mean, people that, quote, don't even pay income taxes, in everything you buy, it's stacked on. And the fines and regulations and fees. How many poor people know that in most states, because they contribute to this big federal kitty, they have a state tax on your energy bill that is then paid into the federal government? Or that they have that to help pay for programs for free cell phones? None of it's free, and it's just like you go out and start feeding wild animals. Pretty soon they don't know how to catch fish on their own, like grizzly bears. And now they're coming in your cabin and eating you because they don't know how to go, you know, climb a tree and get honey. Max, you know what? We'll have you on the nightly news tonight, okay? We'll have a big doubleheader because I got another guest on, and it'll only be in 10 hours long. But 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can choose to support us by getting memberships, or you can kneel to Chavez and Obama, who will take your money at gunpoint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.